Okay, welcome into the show tonight, everyone. I'm Zach here with my partners and pals, Brady and Reed. I'm going to skip all the pleasantries because I already know how Reed here is feeling following that Game 7 of Nuggets Timberwolves. And Brady, I hope you're doing good, man. And if you're not, I guess, you know, just suppress it like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So, Reed. Yeah, I feel that, man. So, Reed, go ahead and quickly jump into the show here. You know, the T-Wolves beat the reigning champs in a Game 7. Fun, exciting series. We'll get to the Mavericks series they're about to play here in a bit. But just as a longtime fan, how are you feeling, you know, dramatic Game 7 win, finally back in the Western Conference Finals after so long?
It feels absolutely incredible, I'm being honest. To not be terrible, just it feels great. Feels awesome. It's been nice the last, you know, couple seasons making the playoffs. They've been first round exits, but seeing the vision and what's there, and I'm not gonna lie, I was one of the skeptical people last year about the Gobert trade working, especially since Cat missed about 52 games and they couldn't, you know, build anything. Missing all that time, and then right before the playoffs, Naz Reid breaks his wrist and Jane McDaniels breaks his hand. So it just kind of, you know, they made trades, they made a lot of good acquisitions, and Tim Connelly has been a blessing as far as front office goes, and I hope they can sustain success for a long time. This is really nice. I believe Ant wants to stay in Minnesota, like he said, and the series against the Nuggets was tough. It was the start of his Supermax contract kicks in next season, so he's there for the long haul. And they're about to win the chip, so why would he want to leave?
Right.
Minnesota is his for the taking. You know, they lost to Denver in the first round last year, which I didn't even bother watching that series because I knew going into it our best bench player and best defender. It really wasn't going to be much of a series. And it was still pretty competitive for the most part. Went five. It was Ant playoff riser. Did really well last year, but just not enough to beat that team. They were on a mission, and they're still really good. Just, who knows, maybe a little bit of a hangover. I saw some stat that showed that maybe they played more during the regular season than they were last year, and so they were just worn out coming into the playoffs.
It's possible.
In the day, you gotta play to win.
And they played a really long season last year because they played all the way to the finals.
Yep.
I don't want to hear that excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess Brady, let's get your take on the T Wolves and Nuggets.
Last thing, it was a really great team win all the way through. Everyone having their different games here and there, and it was a lot of fun to watch. Really great defense.
My take on this whole thing, and that just. In particular, about, like, we're tired, bro. Okay, for one, you're supposed to have the best home court advantage with the high altitude. And secondly, I mean, not to LeBron fanboy, but that dude went to 8 straight finals, like, played every game 45 fucking minutes a night. I don't hear that you're tired after one championship run. I think that's, like, a really poor excuse from your head coach that, like, makes your players look bad, because I don't think they would say that at all. I don't like Malone. I don't like his energy. Don't like that at all. But aside from that, T-Wolves, they impressed. They did what they needed to do. Played really good defense. I think the loss of Bruce Brown over the summer really hurt the Nuggets too, depth-wise. So, yeah, they probably did have to play more than they really wanted to. But the better team won. T-Wolves should be favored, probably going forward, but I will say, and I know I talked to Reed about this a little bit, though, Anthony Edwards, I mean, he's balling out, man. He's like, you know, he's taking another step in these playoffs, but he cannot have a 6-for-24 performance in elimination games if they want to win it all. Like, that can't happen. Like, the only time I've ever seen that happen was Kobe Bryant in a game 7 against Boston, but he had a loaded-ass team with him.
The Eagles are loaded, the best defense in the NBA, so they probably will do it again on another stinker shooting night.
Yeah, bro, Pau Gasol, Derek Fisher, Andrew Bynum, Ron Artest, like, Phil Jackson.
That shooting night, it was third for points on the team, 7 assists, 8 rebounds.
What are the greats doing game 7, so they don't shoot 6-of-24?
This isn't a debate about how great Anthony Edwards is.
I'm not. All I'm saying is, bro, he cannot shoot like that if they want.
I don't disagree. Not a good look.
He can't. But no, he's been balling out. I mean, give him his flowers. But that's the only thing I have to say about that. Like, they should be favored going forward. Well, as far as the West goes, I won't get into hypotheticals.
Yeah, the shooting percentage was definitely the grossest part of his stat line. It was terrible.
Which is fine, because like a lot of players would check out shooting that poorly, but at least he, like, you know, committed on the other end of the floor to make an impact. So it's not like he didn't make an impact, but I'm saying, like, he just needs to be a little more efficient.
Yeah. It says a lot of good things points. About a team. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 4 points in the first half and 12 in the second, which is where they needed it. And it was lost my train of thought. Not important. Never mind.
I mean, it's
I was just gonna say, give him a good sign when, like, you're not shooting well as a team and you're still able to get the win like that because you're, you know, performing well in other areas. That's a good sign and something you don't mind seeing a win MVP like that for in the playoffs.
Yeah. My last thought on my take on that series, though, as much as I fucking don't like Karl Anthony Towns, he is the reason they won that game.
100%. That series, really.
Yeah.
I don't know about the series.
Gober had a big hand. McDaniels was.
Like, he carried Anthony Edwards. Like,
he made all the right plays game 6.
He balled up against Jokic. He played really good. I was impressed. Don't like him still. He's a weirdo, but, you know, good for him.
Ant had Murray in handcuffs. That was funny.
Yeah. Jamal Murray is just a whiny little prick, but.
Yeah, sheesh.
Dude, I just don't like. I don't like Malone, and I really don't care for, like, the energies of his ball players outside of Jokic. I like Jokic. He's a laid-back, chill dude. Don't really give a fuck, but...
Yeah, it's hard to not like Jokic unless you're a Joel Embiid fan or the fan of one of the Morris brothers.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, they were talking shit, and then they had it coming. Don't turn your fucking back, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fun...
Getting whiplash so bad, bro. It was like 60 games. Damn. That's a big ass dude running full sprint. Like,
yeah.
To fuck around and find out, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, no, I'm good on it, actually. Personally. I'm going to pass on that one. Before we actually go ahead and move on here to Pacers and Knicks, I did just want to point out that Kevin Garnett was there for Game 7 and in attendance, spoke before the game and all that, and it was also his birthday. So that was pretty cool that he was there for all that and his birthday. Cool. They clinch all that in his birthday. Been a long time coming from Minnesota, that's for sure. So it is, as much as we do troll read about Minnesota, it is pretty cool to see. I always like seeing the small market teams, you know, put together a good team like this and being competitive. Because, I'm a Boston sports fan, but it gets kind of old seeing the big markets there all the time. So
if this opens the floodgates for all Minnesota sports to be successful, then I'm all for it too. Which usually kind of like happens, like, you know, like, shit, a lot of sports teams go through like droughts, and then like one team in a sports league like wins one, and then like shit, like look at Boston, for instance. Like,
yeah, you're not wrong.
Patriots win one, and then fucking they win three, and then Boston wins what, four in the next 10 years, and Patriots are done, you know. Or another example, San Francisco, like, I mean, they didn't win Super Bowls, but they get there, and then Golden State are winning championships. Like,
I feel like there's another really good sports town going on right now, or that's got a good case. They're kind of starting up. Who is it? Gosh, I don't know why I'm
drawing. I mean, think about the Royals won the World Series, and then they got Pat Mahomes, and then they rattled off three. Like,
if the Royals can put something together for a few years here while the Chiefs are good, that would be huge. And didn't the NBA already confirm that they are doing an expansion, and they just haven't decided the locations yet?
Yeah, but they're going with Vegas and Seattle, I'm sure.
I thought it was four teams.
Vegas for sure. Four?
I thought at some point they said they were going up to four. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that was a rumor. God. I don't know. But it would be cool to see Kansas City get a basketball team. I don't think it would be
the craziest. That would probably be the first time I would like be a fan of a team if Kansas City got a basketball team.
Yeah, I would probably
support that team. Yeah, I'd be going to a lot of games.
Yeah,
to get too sidetracked out of that.
Yes. All right, so I guess we do have time quickly here to go before we go into our break. Brady, how did you feel about this Knicks-Pacers series? It was also a pretty exciting series there, too. Also went seven. You didn't really have a bone to fight, so just as a basketball fan, how did you like it?
If you like Eastern Conference basketball, playoff basketball, then that series was for you. That's just a... and also just Knicks and Pacers, man. Like, that's just fucking good. Classic rivalry. As many as the injuries as the Knicks had, you know, they put up a really good fight, and each team was pretty much protecting home court there until the end, obviously. But I think Tom Thibodeau, as good of a coach as he is, rotational depth is won't kill you. Playing your starters 50 fucking minutes in the playoffs, like, that's why everyone's hurt. You know, it happens every year with that team or his coach teams. But no, really happy for the Pacers too. Halliburton, he's a rising star. They got a solid squad. I don't think they're really title contenders, but the fact that they've got this far and they're so young, they can really build off that. Maybe they can add another piece or two in the coming years. Maybe be a force in the East, but the Knicks will be back. I think Brunson's a superstar.
Yeah.
Julius Randle, I think, was out pretty much the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
OG missed a bunch.
Oh, yeah, it was... Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do with him. They might trade him for other pieces, which might be smart, considering just... maybe basketball fit, but yeah, I really didn't care who was gonna win, but I thought the Knicks were, just because each team were winning on their home floor. But I think Brunson fractured his hand, and I think they were just getting. I think Pacers shot the lights out in Game Seven, so
yeah, I think in the first half it was like 26 of their first 29 shots or something like that that they made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was like 75% in the first half, like. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to lose a game when you do that. Like,
what team you put out there. If you're that team shooting that much, you're fucked. But
yeah.
No, yeah. You love to see it. Pacers advance. They're a small market team. Shit. You know, ideal would be Mavericks and Pacers finals. That would be cool. But
that kind of sounds.
That's topic for another day.
Reed, how did you feel about the trolling side?
Troll aside, though, I mean, I want to freaking troll both of you if that happens, Wolves Boston. But...
yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, that would probably be most exciting for you.
Yeah. So, on the series, lots of injuries for, is what it is. Pacers had a Giannis-less Bucks team with injuries to Dame missing probably half the series. And then on to the Knicks with all of their injuries, and that's the name of the game. It happens. It sucks when it does. Mm-hmm. Is what it is. But
a win's a win.
It is. With the Pacers moving forward, I have to say Pacers in seven. And
that's hot take.
Pacers in
wait, hold up. What'd you just say?
Pacers in seven. I don't trust the fraudulent one seed Celtics in the East.
I don't trust the Celtics either, and we might get into that in a little bit, but that's all right. We're gonna get to Knicks. We'll save the predictions for when we get to Celtics versus Pacers. Mm-hmm. But did you have any other thoughts about the Pacers against the Knicks though?
Yeah, they struggle. They're probably actually gonna lose to the Celtics in a series, but it's been fun to watch. I'm pulling for them to beat the Celtics. Seeing the series, I think they've got a shot. They got to bring it every night, and that's kind of been their thing. Like if they don't bring that intensity, they just haven't been able to get it done.
Yep, that's fair. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and take our first break real quickly here, and we will be right back. All right, and welcome back into ZBR. We just talked about the Pacers and the Knicks and the last two series, I guess, and then the Nuggets and the T-Wolves. So we're going to go ahead and move forward to the next, to the future, and to the next two series, and we're going to start with the Timberwolves again. They're going to face off against the Mavericks. Reed, we talked about how good it feels to be here, but, you know, the job's not done yet. So what are you thinking about this series with the Mavs?
I think it's a better matchup than the Thunder. I think at the very least it is Wolves in five. I know it doesn't mean much, but the Wolves did beat them 3-1 in the regular season. I think it's a very favorable matchup. I don't think they have enough offensive output to match the Wolves' defense. When you look at what they just did to the Nuggets and what they did to Phoenix, there's no way. And the other thing is the difference between, you know, Luka and Edwards is when Luka, it's not going well, he doesn't, you know, really play any defense. But when Edwards isn't playing well, he's like, damn, I need to play some defense. So this series, in my eyes, is going Minnesota all the way. There's not a doubt in my mind. I'm just one step closer to realizing my first sports team championship. Trying to think about it too much because it's not here yet, and they could very well lose in four. Who fucking knows? But I'm excited. I'm ready for Wednesday. I'm pumped. I can't wait. If you guys want to watch any of these games together, let me know.
Yeah, if the series still going on this Monday, probably. I work pretty much every night until then. I'm off 8
okay.
on Sunday, but it'll probably be over by then, I'd imagine. Well, I don't know. It's the West Coast game.
So they play Friday and Sunday, and I think they play 8:30 on Sunday. 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll
just
get the second half.
Yeah. Well, I could even probably catch part of the first half if I left right after I got off work. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sunday we might have to do that, and then we can just record ZBR, right then. Yeah.
Yeah.
We might just plan that way. Maybe we can go live on Twitter too. That would be sweet. So Reed, you said T-Wolves in at worst case scenario is 5 games, but probably a sweep, right?
Yeah, I just
okay. But yeah, what are you thinking?
I have the Timberwolves beating them in 6 games. I don't think Dallas is gonna roll like or just lay down and get swept. I think Luka's gonna have 2 insane games in him. That just, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It'll be too much. And But ultimately, Timberwolves are a better team. They should take care of business, and they should have their first final appearance in franchise history. So, either way, good for either team that comes out of this matchup. I'd be happy for Luka and that team. You know, it's good to have parity in the NBA, especially. So.
Yeah, this is a very, very nice surprise of a Western Conference final this year.
That's why I'm like, what would be cool to have a Mavericks-Pacers finals? I mean, I know, like, viewers, I'm like, oh, that's so boring, but like, fuck it, dude. Like, while we see, you know, the big-time markets in the finals, so it's a nice change for once.
Someone on Twitter said that if the finals is Pacers Mavs, it would be aired on WNBA TV.
Bro, that's kind of disrespectful.
It is super disrespectful.
There's a lot of storylines going in there. Like Rick Carlisle is a Pacers coach. He's a former Mavericks coach where Luka started with. And I hate Rick Carlisle. I like the Pacers team, but that dude's just kind of a fuck. Just look at his face. He has one of those punchable faces, dude. He just whines all the time. I could go off about a lot of fucking players and teams and coaches, but...
I mean, if you want to, you can let it out here, man. This is a
Yeah, no, I mean... Yeah, Rick yeah, I don't like Rick Carlisle.
Gotta get you a little more worked up.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Maybe when it gets closer to the finals, if they're even getting there.
He hit me with the Oh, man. All right. Reed, do you have anything else you want to throw out here about your Timberwolves or about this series before we go forward?
No matter what happens, this has been fun. No regrets.
Hell yeah.
No regrets.
Would you guys be surprised, though, if, like, Luke and Kyrie just play out of their fucking mind?
No.
And win this series? I wouldn't either.
I'd be upset if it's that way. Like, if they have the number one defense all year, then they can't stop them at all. That's just, I don't see that happening whatsoever.
I'm not, it's not likely, but I'm just saying, like, crazier things have happened. Like, we're, like, a favorite NBA team, supposed to, like, you obviously have more talent, but, like, you just have a better player on the other side, you know. I know you're not going to hear that, but I think Luka's a little bit better than Ant right now, so.
Offensively,
and they
sure.
just have a lot of a
better rebounder, better passer, but, I mean... Defense wins games, score. Man.
I mean, Ant's a better defender, but everything else.
Revisit the matchups from the regular season. It's going to play out pretty much the same way as postseason.
All I'm saying is I wouldn't
No chance, brother.
That happens.
No chance.
All you're saying is what, Brady?
All I'm saying is I wouldn't be surprised. That's the point I'm making on...
Okay.
I mean, that would be shocked.
Yeah, no, like, I agree with you. I definitely agree.
Number one
you.
Defense all year, regular season and postseason.
Probably like six, but yeah, I wouldn't surprise me if Dallas pulls it out in like six or seven.
Like the Heat were favored against the Mavericks in 2011, and it didn't happen. The Pistons were favored against LeBron's Cavs, where he had no one. And shit, dude, you just willed this fucking team to the finals. Like, yeah. It can happen. Dwayne Wade in the Heat. Like, it happens.
What was the Crazy regular season, record between these two, Reed? Do you know?
Between who?
Before you said that. Oh, you said it was 3-1. 3-1. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You said that. Okay.
Kyrie and Luka only played together in one of those games, though.
There's actually a viral clip that I sent in the group chat a long time ago. Maybe not to the group, but definitely to Brady. One of the matchups where Anthony Edwards and Jane McDaniels clamped up on Luka, and Kyrie at the end of the game and blocked shot, stole a ball, and closed out the game in the last, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah,
I just don't really. I mean, I'm still a favorite of the Tua's, but I just don't really look into regular season matchups. Like, the Pacers always beat the Heat in the regular season, but then the Heat just beat them in the postseason because they're better. Like, it's kind of like a Bills Chiefs thing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just. The regular season does not matter. It really doesn't matter at the end of the day. For seeding, it does, but. Yeah, but I still got the T-Wolves in six, so.
It was a six.
I agree. I think that's probably what I'd take, too. T-Wolves in six. I agree. T-Wolves in
six. Yeah.
Yep. Wolves in four so. Until it ain't, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note, I guess we can go ahead and move forward here. In the Eastern Conference Finals, we have the previously mentioned Pacers against my Celtics. So, you know, I've been on record, like, being pretty not the biggest fan of this group, this squad of Celtics in particular. I just don't really trust them. It's like year seven of this project, and it's time to get some actual results. Like, yeah, it's cool. We make the Eastern Conference Finals every year, and believe me, I'd rather do that than be finishing, right. Be at Detroit, be ass every year, and get the number five pick. Believe me, I take how it is over that, but, like, eventually, like, you want to get over that hump. Like, these group of guys haven't done it. So, it needs to happen. I think they need to come out and dominate this series because most Boston fans and probably a lot of the Boston front office would consider an Eastern Conference Finals loss to a six seed. That could potentially be right there enough to be, like, enough for, like, big changes in the off season. Like, a key player maybe goes somewhere. Maybe Joe Mazzulla is at the very least on the hot seat. Like, you better do something this year or you're out. Or if you get off to a rough start, you're out. Like, the way the NBA moves, it's so quick like that. 7 years is a long time. They've already committed to a project. I don't know how much more time they would spend on it if you got eliminated by the Pacers here. But that said, I don't think it happens. And, yeah, I think we show up and probably dominate the series. Pretty kind of similar to, like, what Reed was saying about the Timberwolves versus Mavericks. Kind of like four until it's not. I could definitely see Indiana getting, you know, a game or two even, just because, like, I heard one guy talking today. He said, you know, Boston's good for, you know, kind of like a dud each series, which is fair. And then there's always that game where if, you know, like, Indiana shoots like they did in Game 7 in the last series, they get a game. So there's definitely an avenue for them to get a couple games. Or maybe even push it 7 or, hell, even take the series.
You'd hope it'd be in the same Celtics, game.
So you never know if they're going to blow it. But there is – I'm pretty confident the Celtics get it done here. And then hopefully go to play Dallas, because I do not want to play Minnesota. And also, it would be cool to beat Kyrie in the finals. But, I don't know. I guess I don't know which one of you wants to go first. What are you guys thinking about the series? Sweep, hopefully.
I'll let Reed go.
And I probably Celtics and in seven. I don't think it's going to be easy. Celtics in seven. I don't have too many thoughts on this series. Pretty well-known Jason Tatum hater, so I'm not going to comment too much. I don't want to shit on him, so I'll save it for when the series starts if they start losing.
Fair enough. Better than me. I'd be talking the shit now, but.
Yeah, this series isn't going to be close. Pacers in four. No, I'm kidding. I got the Celtics in five. Yeah, like you said, Boston's, like, they have, like, a dud in them every series, and Pacers shoot lights out, and you hope it's, like, happens in the same game and rather, like, spread out multiple games and make it a long series. You want to get as much rest as possible. Yeah, I think Boston takes care of it. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a sweep, too, but Boston will get back to the finals, and they'll get a chance to prove that they're worthy of finally breaking through. And they are entering their absolute physical basketball prime, like 27, 20 years old. So this should be their year. It should be, anyway.
Yeah, man, I hope so. You know, I heard on another podcast today, too, some guy said he's like, the Celtics season starts with this series right here. And, like, I kind of agree with it, but personally, I kind of think the Celtics season, like, actually starts with the finals. Because I feel like getting at least to the finals was the expectation for them this year. Like, I know we knew Milwaukee was going to be good, but I think the expectation in Boston, the consensus opinion was we're getting to the finals this year. And a lot of people on the outside had us getting to the finals, too. So, I don't know. In my opinion, the season kind of starts once we get to the finals, if we do get there, which I'm pretty confident we will. Reed, that seven, you kind of making me worry, though.
Pacers would have to shoot lights out the entire series for that to happen, I think.
I mean, and Halliburton is a baller, but
he's streaky.
I don't know if they have enough, like, to go tick for tat with Boston that in four games in a seven game series.
I just don't think they have the wing defenders to keep up with Tatum and Brown too. It's just that's a tall task.
Porzingis is getting close too. He was moving around pretty well, getting pretty active in the workout room and stuff. So
yeah, if you can get back for the finals, that would be huge.
Yeah, what the dude was saying today was like, his name's John Corrales, and he lives in Boston. Mm-hmm. And he's been like working around there for a while, so he like actually gets to like go in the workout rooms or whatever and stuff. And he said he saw like Kristaps like on the bicycle, like not just like riding, but like standing up like riding, you know, and was doing some other like a bunch of calf work. And it's looking like maybe like a game four, game five, game six at the earliest, but I kind of hope they would just wait, or if at the very most, like, give him some very light minutes, like, late in the series to, like, kind of ease him back into game form, and then hopefully get some rest before the finals, and then be able to...
Honestly, dude, if you can get to the finals without him playing, I think you should do that. You want him to be healthy as possible.
Yeah.
Going, I think it's probably Minnesota who's going to make him work a lot with those bigs. You know, you're going to be right. So, but he's the X factor for that team, though, I think. If he's healthy and on, they're pretty hard to stop.
Yeah, Porzingis is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess real quickly before we wrap up the show, talk a little bit of Royals here. That Mariners series we were talking about starting last week when we were last episode we did. They ended up losing that one, that series 1-2. But then they swept the A's. I think they're playing right now. Go check that.
They just beat Detroit.
They beat Detroit.
They just beat Detroit.
8-3.
Okay, cool. As they should. As they should. So,
well, Detroit's, you know, it kind of sucks. Bad.
Yeah, you know, you really hoped the Royals would show, like, there in that Mariners series against, like, a good team. Like, hey, we can at least get the two games there. So, that kind of sucks, but at least you bounce back with a sweep of a team that you should, at minimum, should have 2-1. And now, tonight, you take a game against a division opponent. Not that Detroit is, you know, the biggest threat, but yeah, that's still cool. Anything else?
Like where they're headed, you know? Guys? Yeah, I really like where they're headed. A lot of teams, like a young team like that, would like kind of start to fizzle out a little bit and kind of trade wins and losses throughout the year and probably remain around like 500. But I am optimistic, though. I mean, they are keeping pace with the, what is it, Guardians now? I don't fucking know. I'm gonna call them the Indians because they're the Indians, dude. But they possibly get a wild card spot. I mean, maybe. I think that would be a huge win.
I mean, they're only, yeah, honestly, they're only a game just, and a half back off of the Guardians right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Twins, I told you last, I think it was a couple weeks ago, I don't trust them. They're starting to fall. They're, yeah, they're only a game over 500 now. They're 6.5 back. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really optimistic about their future too. Like, I like Bobby Witt. They seem like to have nice young core players that they can build around. So, really excited to be a Royals fan.
Yep. Reed.
Need to go to some games soon. He's all a I got. Fan. God, I gotta say, man.
Yeah. Cool. I agree. Definitely need to make that happen here before much longer. Yeah. So with that, though, guys, we are going to go ahead and tap out for the night unless either of you have anything to add. Thanks for listening. If you made it this far, you should go ahead and subscribe on whatever platform it is you're listening on. If you enjoyed the show and you want more, go follow ZBR on Twitter at ZBR Sports or our personal accounts. Reed is at MINN_sportsfan. Brady is at Brady Fellcamp, and I am at Zach Got That Dog, and that's Zach, Zach, none of that Zach with a K shit. with that said, we thank you again for listening, and, you know, we'll see you again next week, another step closer to football, and, yeah, take care.
Peace. All right, see you guys.